Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And he loves you.
Good morning and happy Sunday, happy Father's Day, happy Juneteenth Day. I'd like to give God a warm thank you, Jesus, this morning. Truly, this is the day that he has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We know that without him making this day, we couldn't celebrate it. Whatever way we celebrate, but we thank God for making another day, and we give God all honor, glory, and praise, because truly he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. And so we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise today that he so richly deserves. And we are excited, amen, about God and what he has continuing to do in the life of our church. And so we just continue to honor and praise God for all he's done down through the years. Songwriter said, down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. And so we thank God for being so good in so many ways to all of us. And so we are going to open up this morning with a word of prayer, invocation. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in our invocation prayer this morning. Reverend Sykes? Reverend Sykes, you with us this morning? All right, let's see if we can go to Reverend Lindsay. Reverend Lindsay, can you lead us in prayer this morning?
Yes, good morning. Pastor Kason, good morning, heart of God. Let us pray this morning. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come, Father God, thanking you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Thanking you, Father, because truly this is the day that thou hast made, and we will rejoice it and be glad. We thank you, Father God, because you've given us another Sunday where we can come and praise and worship you in spirit and in truth. And for that, we are eternal grateful. We thank you for grace and mercy this morning, Father God, that woke us up early, started us on the way, and allowed us to be in our right mind and have the activities of all our limbs this morning, oh God. And Father God, to even allow us to be able to breathe your fresh air and to see your sunshine this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you because truly you've been mighty good unto us. And so, Father God, we bless you and we say hallelujah to your name. We say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endureth forever. And we thank you, Father, for that enduring mercy that thwarted us on the way, that kept us throughout the week in spite of the various trials and tribulations and the dangers that we went through, Father. You were still with us all the way. So we bless you this morning, and we thank you again. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would
your
move
spirit.
On every heart, every mind, and every spirit, oh God. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that if you see anything that's not pleasing this morning, oh God, that you would just cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, through the cleansing process, Father God, that you would just fill us with more and more of your love, more and more of your grace and mercy, more and more of you, Lord Jesus, more and more of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you, Father God, would bless the services today. Look on Pastor Kayson in a special manner. Build him up. Give him the strength that he needs. And as he bring the preached word this morning, oh God, I pray, Father God, that your revelation knowledge would come forth.
Yes, Lord.
Someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Oh, Father God, that through it all you will do the drawing, that you will lift all men unto you, and you will draw all men unto you because you have the power. You have the power to do it, and we thank you, Father. And then, Father God, we pray that you look on First Lady in a special manner. Continue to be her help and continue to be her strength. Look on the first family as only you can. Oh, God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will just strengthen us, Father God. Look on the Heart of God Baptist Church this morning in this entirety, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you to be able to worship you, even though we might not be in the sanctuary, but we are there in spirit and truth. We are united in one love and one body. So we thank you this morning, Father. And, Father God, we thank you for every father that you love to be a father.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yes,
even
Lord.
The ones that don't know you, Lord Jesus, we're still praying for them, Father. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for our forefathers, oh, God, that paved the way that we might be able to know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you, Father God, for the ones that died and sacrificed, oh, God. Father God, that we might have a better life. And then, Father God, we thank you for Juneteenth. We thank you for this freedom, oh, God, that you love us to have, Father. Oh, God, even though we don't have everything that we think that we should have, but we still thank you, God, because it could be 10 times worse. So we thank you, Father, that you still have blessed us. You still made a way out of nowhere. You still been our Jehovah Jireh. You still have provided every need. You have taken care of every condition and every circumstance.
Yes, you have.
You've been more than enough. You've been the all-sufficient Savior. So we bless you this morning. And then, Father God, we thank you because not only you have blessed us spiritually and physically and financially, mentally and morally,
yes,
God. But, Father God, we bless you this morning, Father, because you've been our healer, oh God. Father God, you love us, Lord Jesus, to be partaker of your grace and your mercy. Be partaker of your salvation. Because without the shedding of your blood, Lord Jesus, we would not be able to stand here before you this morning, Father. So we thank you, Father, that you made a way, Father God, through your darling son, Jesus, that we might be able to stand before you in the spirit of truth and righteousness, Father. We thank you this morning. We bless you. We praise you, and we love you, because you first loved us when we were lost in sin and iniquity. And for that, we come with humble hearts this morning. And, oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name that as we go through this worship, that you will draw us nigher and nigher to you, Lord Jesus, that it will be less and less of us, but more and more of you, Christ Jesus, living through us. And Father God, as we leave this place of worship, oh God, Father God, that you will allow us to be your witnesses, oh God. Father God, that we might be able to help somebody else, oh God, to know that you are, without a shadow of doubt, that you're God and you're God all by yourself. And we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you. Father God, not only we pray for the heart of God, but we pray for churches throughout the land. We pray for pastors throughout the land. We pray for servant leaders throughout the land. And then, Father God, we pray for those that don't know you, Jesus. We pray that they will come today to know you as Lord and Savior. And you alone will get all the glory, all the honor and all the praise. And we love you and we thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank Reverend Enzi for invocation prayer this morning. We grateful to God for prayer. Amen. No prayer has brought us a mighty long way, you know, amen, and down through the years, we had some folk that prayed for us, whether we realized it or not, amen, we had some folk, amen, that prayed down in the midnight hour, that lifted up our names when we didn't know, amen, where to go or what to do. Someone called on the name of Jesus, and he has brought us through. So we say thank you today for God allowing us to have some folk that prayed for us. Songwriter said, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Someone said, the preacher prayed for me, had me on his mind, took the time to pray for me. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And so we thank God for a praying church. There's a song, an old song, amen, that we used to go to the nursing homes, and we thank God that one of the nursing homes that we went to had an explosion in Lark and Chase in Bowie, Maryland, but none of the residents or the staff were injured, and that was the nursing home that my mom was in. And we thank God, amen, that all of those that are still there or those that are serving there were able to get out. And one of the songs we used to sing, amen, when we were there, was called Lift Him Up. And it was one of the things where it would allow you to focus your attention on God and focus your attention on reaching those that didn't know God in spite of what your circumstance or what where you or your situation, your circumstance found you. And so we know that we all are going through some ups and some downs and some challenges in this world in this year, 2022. And we just want to focus on lifting Jesus up. And when we lift him up, what happens is we focus our attention on him and not ourselves. And he is the one that has an answer to every situation, every circumstance, because he is the one that walked this earth and was tempted and tested like we as, but without sin. And so he is the one that has the answer. And so what we have to do in the midst of all of our trials and tribulation is to lift him up. This morning, we're thinking about those in the nursing home, those that were delivered from slavery some 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. That the slaves in Texas, amen, they 2 years later received the message that they were free, and how even in the midst of slavery, in the midst of oppression, in the midst of being mistreated down through the years, that people have continued to lift up Jesus, the name of Jesus. And so we thank God for that power that he gives us, that in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our situations and the struggles and all the things that we go through, we can still lift him up. And so the first verse says, how to reach the masses, men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the key. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, would draw all men unto me. And the frame says, lift him up, speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And so let us continue to lift him up so he can speak from eternity to the hearts and the minds of men and women today. Amen. So let us sing to the glory of God. How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer, Jesus gave the key. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, lift him up, Lift him up, still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt the words that he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Verse 3. Don't exalt the preacher. Don't exalt the pew. Make the gospel simple, full, and free. Prove him, and you will find the promise is true. I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men will gladly follow him who once taught, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. Hallelujah. We thank God that we can still lift the name and lift the Savior up, and that he's still drawing men, women, boys, and girls unto him. We can lift him up. We can glorify, we can magnify God for the great things that he has done. I said for the great things that he has done. God has done so many things in our lives. He has done so many things. He has brought us from a mighty long way. God has kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. God has continued to heal our bodies. God has continued to give us a perfect peace. And so that's why we gather Sunday after Sunday and day after day, that we can lift him up. We can give him the praise that he so richly deserves, that we can tell our friends, our families, and whosoever will, that God is true, that God is living, that God is a Savior that loves us and keeps us. The record declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And so if you receive salvation from a true and a living God today, you ought to lift him up. You ought to be like the psalmist that says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. That you will continue to lift him up in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what's happening in your life. You know without a shadow of a doubt that it was nobody but God. It was nobody but Jesus that brought you out. It was nobody but Jesus that made a way. It was nobody but Jesus that kept you in the midnight hour. It was nobody but Jesus that turned your situation around. It was nobody but Jesus that healed your body. It was nobody but Jesus that made a way out of no way. And so we say thank you that we can continue to lift him up till he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. Thank God for his drawing power. Thank God for his keeping power. Thank God that he's an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God. And we give him glory this morning because we know that sometime in our lifetime, we called on the name of the Lord. Somebody said, I called on the name of the Lord, and he heard my cry. I called on him late in the midnight. I called on him. Anybody ever called on the name of the Lord, and God came and to see about his child? We thank God today, amen, that he's still the same God that speaks from eternity. He's the same God that comes and sees about his children. He's the same God, amen, that will give you, amen, exactly what you need, amen. Sometimes we say we want this and we want that, but we need to thank God for he providing all of our need, for him providing everything we need. The songwriter said, all I have needed. Come on, somebody need to tell me, amen. All you have needed, amen. Somebody ought to give a testimony. All you have needed, God's hand has provided. Don't look for a man to do nothing for you, amen, but give you a hard time and disappointment. But all that you needed, amen, God's hand has provided, amen. And we say thank God for his faithfulness toward all of us, amen. That there's never been a day that God hasn't given us new mercies. There's never been a day that God has not given us blessings. There's never been a day that God's hand has not provided for every breath, every inhale, every exhale, every blinking of our eye, every beating of our heart. The old deacon used to say, God, I thank you that you woke me up early this morning with a finger of love, that I was able to move, that I was able to have the activities of my limbs, that I was clothed in my right mind, and the blood was running warm in my veins. And if you can say that this morning, if you can testify to that this morning, you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has and is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We praise you today because you're worthy of all our praise. Amen. Sometimes you just got to take time and just praise him. Amen. Sometimes we get caught up in the things of the world that we forget to praise God. Sometimes we just need to take a moment in our lives and say, God, I'm not going to ask you for anything because you've already blessed me with everything. So I'm just going to take a few moments out of the day and praise you. I'm just going to take a few moments out of the day and give you thanks. I'm just going to take a few minutes out of the day, amen, and look around and realize that all of my goodness, anybody looked around, hallelujah, and realize that all of my good days, come on now, put your hand up in the air and say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, all of my good days have outweighed my bad days, and I dare not complain. Why? Because the Lord has been good to me. Somebody said, I looked at my feet and they looked new. I looked at my hand and they did too. So somebody said, everything that I have, I owe to the Lord. Everything that I ever hope to be, I owe to God. And when you think about that in that type of way, your soul can't help but to praise and bless God. Your soul can't help but to rejoice in the God of your salvation. Your soul can't help but to say, hallelujah, the highest praise. Oh, we thank God today, amen, for what he has done in all of our lives. If you you can't praise him for yourself, praise him for what somebody else has gotten a blessing for. If you can't praise God for what he's done for you, praise him for what he's done for somebody else. And we give God the glory, amen, today. Because we know if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Amen. We're going to go to the phone line. Somebody got a testimony this morning. We know that the Lord, amen, is great and greatly to be praised. And so we're going to go to one of our worshipers this morning. We're going to go to our worshiper, the last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning. 7971, you with us this morning? You might be on mute.
I had it on mute. But
I got you now. I got you now.
Yeah, good morning, Pastor. Happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers that are on the line. We are so blessed to have you as our leader and father that gives us our spiritual food to keep us going each and every day. Glory be to God, who is our Heavenly Father. Happy Father's Day to you, Master of all. We thank you, God. I thank each and everyone that's on the line that takes the time every Sunday to be present with the Lord, to let him know that we love him. He guides our footsteps. He guides our life. And he gives us the breath of life for each and every day. We thank you, Lord, for being there for us, for this is your day, for this is the day that you have made. We are going to rejoice in it and be glad. We know that you love us, and we love you unconditional back. You all have a blessed Father's Day. Enjoy what the good Lord has given you, because we have so much to be thankful for. Thank
Amen.
You, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Pastor, for being our Father in heaven. We pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you. Good morning.
Give the glory for the things that he has done, things he has done for me in the past, and he's continuing to do for me. Let's give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his grace and his mercy endureth forever. I'm overwhelmed this morning. I'm happy to be on the line. Happy Father's Day, Pastor. Happy Father's Day to all the pastors that are, the fathers that are on the line today. And I want to ask you all and thank you for your prayers, because I know that God is real. He just blessed me every day. My health is good.
Amen.
My mind is good. Thank be to God. And you all just keep praying. I listen to the prayer warriors. I don't say anything, but I'm there praying right along with you. Tuesday mornings, and I've begun to listen to your prayer services on Thursday, because I know that's what I need. I know that it's God. Is keeping me and keeping me strong.
Lord
and
Jesus.
And
yes,
I thank him for it. I love you all, and I thank God for you so much. You just don't know how much I love you, but I do. You all have a blessed day, and be safe. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning, 29. Must be on mute or just listening in. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church and Saints of God. I praise God this morning for another beautiful Sunday morning, another day that God has blessed me to witness and to see. I just want to say Happy Father's Day to you, Pastor Kason. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, to my son. I want to give him a special happy Father's Day, and I just thank God for my father. He's gone on. He's dead now. But I praise God for him because my mind often think about the many times that he carried me to, brought me to church in Sunday school. And I thank God for that spiritual foundation that my father gave us, the children. It was 11 of us, but I just praise God. And I remember him praying, hearing him pray, and I thank God for that. And I praise God this morning for my Heavenly Father that just meet my every need, and he's more than enough. He's the all-sufficient God, and I give God the glory this morning because he's been mighty good unto me. I thank him for his virtue. I thank him for just loving his son, Jesus, to die for my sin, and I just thank him for the power of the Holy Spirit that is in my life. And I pray that God will continue to bless you, Pastor K-Son, continue to keep you strong in him. Continue to keep your family, First Lady, strong, and your grandchildren strong. Janice and her family and Anthony and his family, I pray that God would just keep your whole family continue to be strong in you. And the heart of God, I pray that God would keep your strength and that God would look on the men today, our men. Today, and that he will continue to bless them, continue to keep them, and even the ones that don't know the Lord, that he will continue to just speak to their heart and their soul, that he can draw them nigh unto him, and that God will strengthen our black men, that he will build them up and give them the not only the physical things that they need, but the spiritual things that they need, that they might be able to go on and hold on, and that they will continue to be able to raise their sons, because we do have some good black men out here that are taking care of their children, nurturing their sons and raising their sons. And so we pray that God will continue to look on we as a race, and not only the black people, but men in general, that God will continue to raise them up, that they might do what he has called them to do. And we thank God this morning for everything that he has done for us. Some things are good, what we call good. Some things we call bad. But we know God makes no mistake because he does everything well. He do everything for his glory. And so we thank him this morning for all blessings and for just being a mighty good God. God bless you all, and thank you so much.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 9383. Good morning. 9383. Might be on mute. All right, must be listening in. Gonna go to our First Lady this morning. Morning, First Lady.
Good morning, heart of God. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the mothers who are standing instead of the fathers. I want to say I praise you, and I thank you for being there to support your children, however that may be. And I just thank the Lord for being able to be on the line today. Yes, over here at 1917 Maymore Court, we're going through. But God is, he's able. And he's in the healing business. And we're all going to be fine. Just keep Zoe and Noah lifted up in prayer, and the rest of us, we're trying to support them best we can, and you can always tell when they get better. They start running around, acting like, Lord, just help me. But I want to tell Heart of God, thank you for all your prayers that has been set up on behalf of the K-Son family, and I just pray that everyone have a blessed week, and stay safe. We know that COVID is alive and well, but the Lord has everything under control. I love you all. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0025, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. We thank God this morning for who he is, because truly he is an awesome and a mighty God. I thank God this morning for his love. I thank him for his faithfulness this morning. I thank God for allowing you, Pastor Kayson, to be my spiritual father in ministry. I thank God for just giving me the strength to hold on to his unchanging hand. Because truly I called on the Lord and I got an answer, because he is a prayer answering God. And so I just thank God this morning for his love. I thank him this morning for my family and for my church family. And I just thank God for his word this morning. I thank God for the presence and the power of his Holy Spirit in my life. For truly God is a God that is a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of strength. And I just thank him this morning, because he is my all in all, and he is more than enough. And so I thank him this morning, and I bless his name, and I praise his name. And I just say to you all to stay safe, to continue to be kind to one another, and continue to love one another. God bless you.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, be patient with me, because I was patient with you. And I'm going to thank God for touching me this morning and put that thought in my mind to get on my knees and say, thank you, Father. You always say, take your time, and I got you. And I want to say, thank you, Father, for being so good and so gracious with us. You have brought me a mighty long way, and we thank you and praise your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We want to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. I want to ask Reverend Sykes if she would get ready to lead us in prayer. And just remember to pray for all of our fathers and all of our mothers and all of our children. Continue to pray for our families, extended family, those that are traveling, those that are at home in nursing homes. We continue to pray for our church family, Deacon Bryce and her family, and all of our extended family members. We just want to continue to pray and lift them up. Pray for the homeless and the bereaved family. Pray for those that are just going through for whatever reason. Pray for the war-torn countries all over the world. Continue to pray for our president, vice president. Pray for men and women in uniform, all of our school teachers, Congress, the House and the Senate. Continue to pray for state and local governments. Continue to pray for those that are in the police and authority all over this world. Continue to pray for the churches that are open up in the name of all over this world. Continue to pray one for another that God will give the glory and continue blessing for all of those who are giving care, caregivers all over the world. Pray for the sustainment for those who are going through floods and tornadoes and droughts all over this world. We know that the world is going through upheaval, man, and financial markets and all kind of sickness and disease. But through it all, we can still lift up the name of Jesus and know that God is the answer, and that we can trust in him. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in our sermon. Amen. We can trust in God with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And so I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in prayer this morning. Reverend Sykes.
Yes, let us pray. Father God, we come this morning, O God, with hearts of thanksgiving and praise. And Father, we thank you for another day, O God, that you have allowed us to see, Father God. We thank you for your steadfast love this morning. We thank you, Father, for the new mercies of this day. Father, you are a never-changing God. And so, God, we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, we thank you for being our refuge and our strength. We thank you for being a very present help in times of trouble. God, we thank you for being our healer and our strong tower. And, Father, we need your wisdom to guide us. We need your peace to quiet our souls on this morning. We thank you for being a prayer-answering God because you do all things well, Lord. Lord, help us to take one step at a time, one day at a time, because there is none like you. And so, Father, we pray, oh God, this morning. We pray for mankind this morning, Father God. And there are many challenges, Father God, that we face each and every day, Father God, in our lives, Father God. And sometimes, Father God, we just feel like we just want to throw in the towel, Father God. Mm-hmm. But God, your mercy and your grace, oh God, has kept us, Father God, so that we wouldn't let go, God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning, Father God. Lord, we know that life is full of ups. We know that life is full of downs, it's full of highs, and it's full of lows. But through it all, God, you are a promise keeper, Father God. Mm-hmm. And, Father God, we thank you this morning for being a promise keeper this morning, Father God. Father God, we don't know how you're going to do it. But, God, we know that you're going to fix it, Father God. And so, Father, yeah, we thank you this morning and we praise your name this morning because we know that you're going to make a way for us, Father God. Oh, God, you never told us how you was going to fix it, God. You never told us how you was going to do it, God. But, God, mm-hmm, I know that you can do it because I've tried you for myself.
Yeah.
And I know,
yeah,
you can fix it, God. And so, Father, you can fix it when nobody else can fix it, Father God. And so, Father, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, in spite of what it might be, God, we know right now, Father God, and we give it to you right now. We cast all of our cares upon you right now, Father God, because we know, God, that you can fix it, Father God. And so, Father, we come this morning confessing that we have many shortcomings, and that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. And, Father God, there are many requests this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, leaving all of those requests, oh God, at the foot of your altar this morning, Father God. And whatever the need might be, Father God, whether it's a healing, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether it's emotionally, financially, or spiritually, Father God, we just ask that you would grant it right now in the name of Jesus because you are the master physician. And so, Father God, we pray this morning for those who have heavy hearts this morning, Father God. We,
yes,
pray for,
Lord,
all of our fathers this morning, Father God, that are biological fathers. And we pray for those that are not biological fathers, but they are father figures, Father God, and they step in, Father, mm-hmm, God, to help, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you for them this morning, Father God. We pray for those, oh God, who are bereaved this morning, Father God. We pray for all of our families that are near and our families that are far. We pray for all of our communities, oh God, all of our churches and our pastors and our servant leaders this morning, Father. We pray for those that are in leadership, Father God. We pray for the president of these United States, Father God, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and all the constituents that are on the Hill. Touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits, oh God. We pray for our elderly today, and we pray for those that have all manner of diseases today, Father God,
mm-hmm,
all manner of sicknesses today, Father God. We pray continuously for Zoe. We pray continuously for Noah. We pray continuously for all of our children and grandchildren on today, Father God. We pray for those in nursing homes and in hospitals, Father God, and those that are convalescing at home, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, and we love you, Father God. We thank you for your healing hands, Father God, that have touched the lives of so many, Father God, because you are an amazing God. You are a gracious God. You are the I am that I am that I am, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, Father God, and we thank you for inclining your ears unto your people, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. We adore you this morning. We say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father,
yes,
God.
Lord.
And we worship you on this morning, Father God, because you and you alone are worthy, Father God. And so we thank you and we bless your name, Father God. Keep us, Lord Jesus, as the apple of your eye, Father God, ever seeking your face, Father God. For we know, Father God, that you and you alone, you and you alone are worthy of all the praises and of all the honor and of all the glory. And we give it to you this morning, Father God. And we thank you this morning, Father God, for everything that you have done in our lives, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you. We adore you. We love you. And we say, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And you are great and greatly to be praised. And so we thank you and we bless your name. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty, the matchless, and the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank Reverend Sykes for fervent prayer. Thank everyone for their testimonies and your continued support of church and support of each other. We know, amen, that the family of God, amen, is continuing, amen, to bless each other and to build each other up and to give God the glory. And so we thank God for the family of God, amen, that continues to edify and build each other up, amen, and give each other the love one for another that God has left on record for us to give, amen. The great two commandments that Jesus pointed out is that we should love him with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, and that we should also love each other, amen, and the way he loved us. Is that all right? Amen. And we thank God for his love, amen, an unconditional love, agape love that he continues to pour out on us every day, amen. We thank God that he loves us in spite of us. Amen. And again, the record declares in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So we thank God for everlasting life today, day where we celebrate him making another day. Amen. And we thank God for another day because we know that tomorrow is not promised. Amen. But while we have today and today is yet today, we can give God the glory. Amen. I don't know about you, but truly all I have needed, God's hand has provided. And so I thank God for his faithfulness for all of us. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the word of God today. The word finds us in the Old Testament book of Proverbs, the Old Testament book of Proverbs, book that is powerful in its practical teachings, amen, and the book that is so powerful when it describes how man, particularly the male seed, amen, should lead their household and should pass on the blessings of God from generation to generation. And so we thank God for all the fathers who have reached out to God and have asked God for direction and that they have followed God and that they have sought to teach their children, their families about God. And that's one of the greatest things that a father can do is that he can follow God and that he can teach his family about God. And that's one of the greatest things. Not a whole lot of fanfare with being a father. It's a lot of responsibility. God gave the man this great responsibility, but he gave him the ability to carry it out. And we look at the book of Genesis when God created man, and he created everything in the earth. And he gave man dominion over everything, and he gave him the ability to name everything. He gave him great authority and great power to watch over his earth. And one of the things that he did was he gave him a wife and told him to be fruitful and multiply, and amen, that he should be in authority and that he should have dominion and that he should behave in a manner that's pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. And we thank God for men today and down through the years from generation to generation We have sought to do that, not to say that we are any perfect, but in spite of a man falling down, amen, a just man might fall, but he gets back up, amen. And we thank God for all of the fathers who may have fallen, but have gotten back up and continue to get back up. And that's one of the messages that fathers have passed down through the years, is not to get too far down on yourself, that you think that God can't forgive you, that God can't heal you, and that God can't pick you up, and that God can't put you back in line, and that you can't seek and follow after God again. And I think that's one of the messages that men need to hear, because so many times, particularly in the black community, amen, you hear a lot of negative things about how men have come short, and how that they are not doing the things of God. But remember that God gave us some spiritual soap, and that spiritual soap is in 1 John, the verses 1, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, amen, chapter 1, 9 and 10, and says that God, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he says, if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that 1 John 9 and 10, amen, gives us some spiritual soap. And so we look at the word of God, and the word of God gives us hope even when we've gone astray, even when we've messed up, even when we've not done it God's way. It allows us to experience God's forgiveness, God's healing, God's restoration. And there's some men out there, fathers, amen, that need to hear about restoration, not always about the negative, but there needs to be some understanding, some forgiveness, and some encouragement, amen, to get back up, get back in line, and to do the right thing. And so I thank God for my father and my father's father and all the fathers that have mentored and have blessed me down through the years, that they, none were perfect, but they would turn me to a perfect God, that would turn me to a word, amen, that I could follow, that even when they weren't following, amen, that they could, amen, send me, and the word could direct me in paths of righteousness. And so that's what we want to do today, is we want to go to the word in the book of Proverbs, and we want to look at chapter 4. Chapter 4 of the book of Proverbs, and we want to go down, I think, probably to verse 10, but we want to look at the Proverbs that written a lot of them by Solomon. And the word of God says that Solomon was wise, very wise, none that was like him before, none that was like him after. And so these words are words of wisdom. And so when you have a father that passes on words of wisdom to you, it is such a great thing that you can have the ability that even when fathers pass on, or fathers are no longer with you, or even when fathers fall, amen, that you can go to these words of God. And the Bible says that you can live and that you can prosper. And we want to look at that today. So let's go to Proverbs, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 1. It says, "Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding." In verse 2, it says, "For I give you good doctrine, not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." Verse 4, it says, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live." Verse 5, it says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." Verse 6, it says, "Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." And verse 7, it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding." Verse 8, it says, "Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. Verse 9, it says, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. Crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And verse 10, it says, hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. And so for a few moments, amen, we want to speak from the word of God. In all your getting, get understanding. In all of your getting, get an understanding. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you, oh God, that the sinners would be converted, saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you will receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, amen. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there's none, there's none, there's none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none. There is none like Jesus. Jesus, there is something about that name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name, and I worship you, O mighty God. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, 'cause you are my righteousness, and I worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none, there is none, there is none like you. Hallelujah. We thank God today that through his word that we can truly say that there is none like the Lord. There is none like him. And we can search throughout eternity and find that there is none like Jesus. And so we thank God that through his word, he promotes and shows us his son. And he gives us the wisdom of how to live in this world and how to live in this earth and how as fathers that we can seek him and that we can live to live a life that's pleasing in his sight, and that we can, through the power of his Holy Spirit, teach our children, amen, to live according to the word of God and to realize that there is a heavenly Father, amen, that loves us, that will provide for us, that will provide and give us everything we need, and that we should emulate him and that we should strive to be fathers like him, amen, who is the great I am that I am. And so in this word today, the Bible teaches us in chapter 4 of the book of Proverbs, the word, the very simple word, a four-letter word that says here, chapter 4, Proverbs verse 4, chapter 4, verse 1, and that first word says here, here. And if we follow that word here, that word here is a word that helps us to develop faith. The record declares in the book of Hebrews that faith comes by hearing and the hearing of the word of God. So here is what people of God, children of God, fathers of God, mothers of God, children of God need to do in order to live a life of faith that's pleasing in the sight of God. We need to hear the word of God. And so when it starts off with that word hear, H-E-A-R, it says, hear ye children. In other words, the Lord is speaking. And so we cannot, amen, speak the word of God if we have not heard the word of God ourselves. So the first thing as fathers, in order for us to get understanding and to be able to pass this wisdom unto our offspring, is that we need to hear the word of God ourselves. And not only do we need to hear the word of God ourselves, but we need to learn how, through hearing the word of God, how to live the word of God ourselves. So that's not just hearing, because if we're just hearers of the word and not doers, amen, we are still lost. James talks about not only just being hearers of the word, but being doers of the word. And so as we hear the word of God, what has to happen is by faith we have to believe it. And then after we have believed, after we heard, and after we believe the word of God, then we have to live the word. In other words, we have to become the word alive. And so it's important as men and fathers that not only do we hear the word, not only do we believe the word of God, but we have to live the word of God. So it's one thing to hear it. It's one thing to believe it, but it's another thing to complete the cycle is to live it. And so when we have an understanding of a father that understands that he heard the word of God, that he believed the word of God, and so now he seeks to live the word of God. This is how life is going to be passed on to his children. And so the second part of that chapter 4, verse 1, it says, hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. In other words, to be able to understand is something of how to apply knowledge to your life. So in other words, the world is full of knowledge. We have knowledge of inhaling and exhaling. We have knowledge of talking. We have knowledge of how children are created. We have knowledge of how we have wisdom. We have wisdom of how the world is created. We have wisdom of how children are created. We have the wisdom to know how all these things are done. And so wisdom is how to use the knowledge. And so when you have the wisdom of how to use the knowledge, you have an understanding. And so it comes the knowledge, there comes the wisdom, there comes the understanding. And so when you understand how to, through wisdom, deal with knowledge, then what happens is you have the power of God at your hand. You have the power of God at your command to be able to live in this world according to the word of God, according to the will of God, and have life, and not only have life, but to have it more abundantly. Jesus said that I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So it's one thing to know God, But then it's another thing to know the wisdom of God and have an understanding of how to apply the wisdom of God in your life. And when you have that understanding, then your life blossoms, your life blooms. You become a blessed vessel to be able to bless someone else. And so we have to be able to put all three of those things together, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding. And when you put the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding together, what happens is you become a powerful instrument for God, for your family, and your family will begin to see that not only is my father knowledgeable, not only does he have the wisdom to be able to deal with the knowledge, but he has the understanding of how to deal with this knowledge and this wisdom and knowledge, amen, in a manner that's pleasing in the sight of God. And because of this, he is blessed. And not only is he blessed, but we are blessed also. And if anyone has ever had a father, or not only a biological father, or someone that stood in, that understood knowledge and wisdom, was able to live in and pass it on to you, then truly you are blessed, because you have been given an understanding of how the true and the living God wants us to operate. And when you have that, what happens is, in spite of what's going on in the world, in spite of what's happening in your situation at the time, what happens is you have an understanding, amen, of how God wants you and provides for you to be able to deal with it. And that's a great blessing, because all of us have ups and all of us have downs. All of us have trials. All of us have tribulations. And so what God has done through the power and the birth of his son, Jesus, have lived the life, has experienced the trials and the tribulations like we have, yet without sin. And so we have a Savior, amen, that knows about our struggle, that knows about our frustration, that knows about our pain, that knows about our ups and downs, that knows about our disappointments, that knows about our struggles. And because he understands it, because he knows about it, he has firsthand knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of how to deal with it, because he dealt with it without sin. So much so, amen, that he became an acceptable sacrifice for sin on Calvary's cross. And so when you have that ability to obtain that through the power of the Spirit, because once Jesus ascended, amen, back to the throne, amen, the Father sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has the ability to bring back to our remembrance everything that Jesus taught, everything that Jesus had gone through. And so the Holy Spirit is on board with us, that we can take the understanding, we can take the wisdom, or we can take the knowledge of Jesus and apply it to our lives. And still, in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstances that life brings us, amen, a long, abundant life, amen. And so what happens is you're not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine of man. And so what happens is, when things come up and challenges come, you're not thrown off. You're not swinging desperate. You're not trying to self-medicate. You're not trying to use drugs and alcohol and the things of this world to fill the place that only God can fill. But what happens is, through that understanding, through that wisdom, through that knowledge, you begin to realize, amen, that there's a proper way to deal with it. And when you deal with it according to the word and the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of God, what happens is you learn to wait on God. But the problem is, amen, nobody wants to wait on God. And the understanding, the wisdom, and the knowledge says that you have to wait on God. But while you're waiting, you have to wait and be of good courage. You have to understand that God is working it out. And when you have the understanding, when you have the wisdom, when you have the knowledge that whatever the situation, God is working it out, the record says if you keep your mind stayed on God, God will keep you in perfect peace. And so in the midst of that storm, in the midst of that trial, in the midst of your going through, you can still have peace. You can have the love of God inside of you, you working and keeping you and encouraging you through the power of his Spirit, that you can do all things through Christ that will give you the strength. The Apostle Paul had an understanding. He had wisdom. He had understanding. He had knowledge of what the things of this world were. He had a personal relationship with God to realize realize, amen, that in his flesh or in his physical body, he might be weak, but when he was weak, he had an understanding that God was strong, that God would allow him to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, that God would give him to be able to be content with the situation until God made the change. Paul said that he learned that whatever the situation is, that he learned to be content, whether he was abased or whether he was abounding. In other words, whether he had a lot or whether he had a little bit, he had the understanding, he had the wisdom and the knowledge to understand that he could do all things through Christ that would give him the strength. And so the book of Proverbs teaches us to learn and get understanding, to get wisdom, to get knowledge of the things of God so that we can apply this understanding, we can apply this wisdom, we can apply this knowledge with wisdom in a manner that's pleasing in the sight of God and that will sustain us through our lives. And so when you look at that second verse in that book of Proverbs, and I'm not going to keep you long, he says, "For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." In other words, what God is laying out here simply is, I'm going to give you some good stuff. I'm giving you some good laws. I'm giving you some good commandments. I'm giving you some stuff, amen, that's going to carry you a long way. And many of us, amen, have reflected back on our lives when our mothers and our fathers taught us, and they gave us some good instructions, amen. And it seemed like, amen, they were just running their mouth, sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. We watched during the holidays, and Charlie Brown and his classmates are listening to the teacher, and the teacher's going, whoa, 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 whoa. And sometimes when we were growing up, it sounds like our parents are teaching us, and it doesn't apply because we want to do what the world says. We can hear the world loud and clear. Amen. And when our parents are telling us and giving us good stuff, it sounds like, but instead of hearing what they say, amen, we listen more to what the world says instead of what God is saying through our fathers. And so what we have to learn is we have to understand they're just not talking to be talking. And this is what I would tell my children, and this is what I tell the young men that I come in contact on a daily basis. I'm not just talking to be talking. I'm talking to you because I have an understanding. I have wisdom enough to know how to use the knowledge that is at hand. And because I have an understanding and I have the wisdom to be able to use the knowledge at hand correctly, I'm passing this on to you. You might not know or understand or have the wisdom to deal with it right now, but I'm trying to keep you from making a mistake that maybe I've made, that somebody else has made, to prevent you from going down the wrong path, to prevent you from missing the blessing that God has in store for you. And so here that I'm trying to give you some good stuff. As a pastor, amen, many times people will over here. In other words, they say that they don't understand. They say that that doesn't apply to my situation. They say, amen, that this is not something that they're being fed with. They say that they don't want this or this is not applicable to today. But if the word of God, amen, is not applicable to your life, if you think the word of God is not something, amen, that you should apply to your life, then what happens is, amen, the enemy will come in and he will feed you and give you something other, amen, than the word of God that will lead you down the wrong path. And so if I read from the word of God and I tell you what the word of God says, and the word of God through the Holy Spirit explains to you what it says, and you flat out reject it, that it's not good stuff, the enemy's going to say, this is my opening, this is my chance to come in and redirect you according to what you think sounds good, amen, you think is going to be with you, but the man said, the record says, the fool is dead in his heart, there is no God, but the end thereof is death and destruction. And so the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of the word of God comes to you because it is good doctrine, that it is good law, and it is something, amen, for you to seek, something for you to chase after. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So if you can't understand that, If you can't get a hold of that, if you can't feast on that and understand that chapter 4 is following up on that and saying you need to hear what the word of God is saying, because your father, amen, is teaching you, because your father has given you good instruction, that your father is giving you good stuff. But if you can't hear that, if you can't accept that, amen, what's going to happen is you're going to be led astray, because you're going to hear and you're going to follow something. Amen. You're going to hear and you're going to follow something. Every one of us has heard and followed something. Amen. Whether it was the word of God or was it the word of man. But you're going to hear and follow something. So the thing is to get into a place, a Bible-believing, preaching, teaching church that's going to teach you the word of God. Amen. So that you will have an understanding of the wisdom and the knowledge that God says that you need and I need to live in this world. Let's go on to verse 3. It says, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. In other words, we should take advantage of fathers as we raise our children, that we should, as they're young, teach them the word of God, that we would let them see us live the word of God, that we speak the word of God, not only speak it, but live it and demonstrate the word of God. That they would understand, amen. And it's one thing to speak it, but it's another thing to live it. That we would teach them that they could find in the word of God how to live their lives. And that we would teach them. And verse 4 says, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my word. Keep my commandments and what? Live. 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 When you can live. And I'm not just talking about inhaling and exhaling, but you can live with the knowledge of God in your life. You can live with the knowledge of God in your life, that God said that he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, and that you can have an abundant life because of who God is, what his son has done and what his word is doing and can do for us in your life. Then what happens is your life won't be in vain. That you'll have an influence over your life and people that are around you for good, and that people would be able to come and to know God in that way. And so it's important, fathers, that you continue to teach, that you continue to live the word of God, that you continue to learn what the word of God says, that you would continue to encourage your wife and your children to live the commandments of God. In verse 5, it says, get wisdom, get it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. And so, in other words, don't get to a point where you figure you don't need God. Don't get to a point where you don't figure you can use the wisdom of God to be able to deal with the knowledge of this world. And don't get to a point where you think that you can use your own words and get to a point where you think you got it by yourself. But don't forget to remember the word of God and where it came from. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. In other words, this is so important. Life will bring you all kinds of things, from your early rocking in your cradle till you're an old man. The word of God is relevant through your whole life. And look at verse 6. It says, forsake her not. Forsake her not. Don't forsake the word of God. Stuff's going to take you, and the world is going to shake you up and throw you down. The world is going to try to turn you inside out. But don't forsake the word of God. It says, and she shall what? Preserve thee. In other words, you're going to be tried. You're going to be tested as fathers, as men, as children of God. You're going to be tried. There's going to be some trials in this world. Don't think that God doesn't understand, because God never promised that the road would be easy, but he promised that he would be with us. You will be tried on every hand, but God will preserve thee. It says, love her. Talking about wisdom and knowledge, and she shall keep thee. In other words, you'll have the ability in the midst of that storm. In the midst of that storm, you'll understand that God said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. In the midst of that trial, you'll have the ability to understand that God, amen, is my deliverer, that God is my buckler, that God is my strong tower, that God is my shelter, that God will give me peace in the midst of the storm, that God says that I'm more than a conqueror, that God says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. When you have the word and the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of God in that manner, the world might come against you, amen. Though you slay me, God says, Job said, yet will I trust him. When the word of God is in your life, when you have heard it and by faith accepted it, when you trusted God and God has given you an understanding, when God has given you wisdom and God has given you knowledge, the situations won't get you to fall apart. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll understand that God will lift that standard and you'll be able to stand above your enemies round about you. The psalmist said, the war come against me. He said, in this will I be confident. He said, one thing that I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, amen, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and behold and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. In other words, war and storms and trials can come, but we can still be confident, amen, that God will take care of us, that God will provide for us, that God will make a way for us. And so when you have a father and a man and a family of God standing on the word of God, standing on the promises of God and understanding that it is nobody but God shall preserve thee, we have the ability to have that abundant life. And we're going to go with this last verse. I'm going to let you go. It says, wisdom, principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So when you have that understanding of the wisdom of God to be able to use the knowledge that God has in this world, God says you have the ability to be able to survive and thrive in this world and live that abundant life that Jesus promised. And so that's the thing that will give hope to fathers, that will give hope to mothers, that will give hope to children, that because we have an understanding of who God is and what God can do, oh, yes, we'll be able to make it through. I believe it was Reverend Sykes earlier today said that we don't know how God's going to do this thing. But because we have an understanding and of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, that there's nothing too hard for God, that we can be rest assured, amen, that God is going to work it out. And we know that God is going to work it out. What happens is, amen, you don't have to have a spirit of fear, but you can have a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And when you can have a sound mind in the midst of the calamity of this world, when you still can say hallelujah anyhow, when you can still say Jesus loved me so much that he laid down his life, that even though I might go through some difficult days and some struggles in my life, that sooner or later, amen, God will call me from labor to reward. That sooner or later, amen, that we will understand, amen, that the death has and the grave has been defeated. That even when I take my last breath and close my eyes on this side, that's not the end, because God said, amen, in his world, amen, in his word, amen, that the dead in Christ shall arise first, and those of us who remain shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. In other words, the sickness and the problems and the heartaches of this world is nothing to be compared with the word of God that says that we shall be like him, that we shall be changed, that the word of God said there will be no more sickness, there will be no death, and that God will wipe away the tears from our eyes. And when you have that blessed assurance in your life, come on now, come hell or high water, you'll be able to be like the psalmist that said, I will trust the Lord and I will bless the Lord in all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when you have an understanding and when you have the knowledge and the wisdom to be able able to understand this, amen. What happens is you have a life, amen, that you can live before men, that you can say, I trusted in God with all my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding, and he has directed my path. And I thank God that the Lord is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet, that God is the one that continues to bring me out, that God is the one that continues to provide for me on a daily basis. You can look around and say, yesterday's gone, and tomorrow may never be mine, but I got today, and while I got today, I'm going to praise God, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Whether you call it Father's Day, whether you call it Juneteenth, whether you call it Sunday, we call it the day that the Lord has made. And if God can make a day, come on now, surely he'll make a way. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus, that I understood that God is a God that can make a day. Nobody else can stand up and say they can make a day, but God had the understanding, God had the wisdom, God had the knowledge to make this world in 7 days. And if God can make this world in 7 days and look back and say it's good, and not only is it good, but it's very good, what and who are we to say that God isn't good in spite of the calamity, in spite of the test, in spite of the trials in our lives, in spite of the ups and the downs? We know that God is still God. Last week we said he's still the great I am that I am. So whatever we need, because he's God, and this is the day that he's made, we have the understanding, we have the wisdom, and we have the knowledge that God is an all-sufficient Savior, that he can take care of everything. If God is God, and God can take care of everything, surely he can take care of today. What I'm like about the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge is that God knew that all of us had sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means all of us, past, present, and future. But God said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God knew how to make a way out of no way. God knew that we needed a Savior. That's why God sent his only Son. He hung, he bled, he died. The record said he paid a price that we couldn't pay. They put him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there Friday, all day Saturday, but early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. The record said he lives, he lives. When they rolled the stone away and the disciples came to see, he said, why seek ye the living among the dead? And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, we can make it through. And when you have the understanding, when you have the wisdom, and when you have the knowledge that because he lives, we live also. He's the firstborn from the grave, and we'll be also coming behind him, and we'll be able to sing like those who made it, how I made it over, through the knowledge, through the wisdom, through the understanding that God has defeated death in the grave. We understand that God has all power in his hand, that we can not only have life, but we can have life abundantly. So teach your children, teach your family, give the word of God. Let them know that there's a reality in serving a true and a living God. And if you don't do anything as a father, but tell them about God and who he is and what his word says, if you don't do anything else, if you do this, Lord have mercy, you have done enough. They will have the opportunity to accept or reject the word of God. They'll have the opportunity to know God for themselves. Because you as a father, you as the leader of your family, took the time to sit them down and say, I need you to hear something. I need you to understand something. I need you to get the wisdom of something. I need you to understand you have the wisdom to be able to deal with the knowledge of something, and that God is the one that will give you the ability to have an understanding have wisdom and have knowledge of how to live in this world. And if you get this, my son, my daughter, if you get this, amen, you'll have life in this life and a life to come. You'll have life and you'll have an abundant life. But you need to get an understanding. You need to get wisdom and you need to get the knowledge. And when you have those three, the understanding, the wisdom of how to deal with the knowledge, your life, amen, will be a life, amen, it's pleasing in the sight of God. And you'll be able to pass it on to your children, and they'll be able to pass it on to their children's children. There's never been a perfect father, amen. Thank God for my father, my father's father. None claim to be perfect. I'm not perfect. But they passed on this word, and I heard it. I passed it on to my children, and they heard it, and they're passing it on to their children. And this is how we're going to deal and to live in this world. So enjoy your Father's Day. Live a life, amen, that's pleasing in the sight of God. Thank God for this day, amen. Be encouraged, amen, that the word of God never changes, amen. Understand it's so important that you teach this word. Fathers, teach it to your children. This is what's going to allow them to survive in this evil and perverse world. This is the word that will fill their lives. And when the enemy tries to fill them with things that are not of God, that this word will pervade. That his understanding, that his wisdom of his knowledge will be able to be understood by them. And that they will be able to live, amen, and live a life that's pleasing in the sight of God. A life that's meaningful, a life that's going to affect in a positive way those that are around them. But all you're getting, get an understanding of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. When you have that, amen, you'll be like the Apostle Paul that said, I can do all things through Christ that will give me the strength. Amen. God bless you today. We thank God for, amen, God's word today. I want you to think about the goodness of your Father and your Heavenly Father and what he's done for you down through the years. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. We thank you, God, for how you have blessed us with fathers who have listened and who have sought to pass this word on to us. Help us, God, that we would also listen and pass this word down to our children, that they may come to know you as Lord and Savior of their lives, that they may live not only just a life, but an abundant life. You know, God, that they would be able to experience you in a way that you have desired. You know, God, that one day we all fathers will trust me to be able to get together and say, oh, we thank God for his word that brought us all safely home. And now may God, now your love, now the love of God, may the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, amen, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody left. Call somebody, let them know that you love them in Jesus' name. Have a great day, great Father's Day in Jesus' name. Amen.